Unit 9. Jobs and Employment. Listen to the conversation. In statements 29 to 36, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D based on what you hear.
Today we have with us a woman who has managed to turn her hobby into a successful career. Eve Byrne, a very innovative and creative jewellery designer. So, Eve, would you say you were one of the lucky ones?
Thank you for that introduction, Jeff. Lucky? Well, yes. I do feel that I'm lucky to be able to do what I really enjoy. But, you know, if you want to succeed in anything, it's got more to do with hard work than luck.
I'm sure it does. And that's why you're here to tell us all about it. So, you didn't start off as a designer. As a matter of fact, you were doing something completely different up until only a couple of years ago. Isn't that right?
Completely different, yes. I was a school teacher. I taught English to primary school children for 12 years before I decided to change my career.
12 years? Wow, that's a long time. How did you stay for so long in a job you didn't enjoy? I don't think I could ever do that. For me, it's essential to feel good about what I'm doing. If I didn't like my job, I would look for something new right away.
Oh, but I did enjoy it. It's a tiring job, that's true. However, I loved working with children. They're a great source of inspiration. In fact, I often miss teaching. But there was always something missing. I wanted to do something more.
So you started designing jewellery. You know what I find truly amazing? The way you became so successful in such a short time. And the way the economy is going these days, most of us are happy just to be able to hold on to our jobs. Yet you managed to set up a thriving business in just under 2 years.
Honestly, Jeff, you're exaggerating. I would hardly call it a thriving business, but we are doing pretty well. What you don't realise is that it wasn't only 2 years. I actually started designing jewellery years ago at home, whenever I had a few spare hours a week.
Well, that sounds more like a hobby than a job to me. We all have activities we enjoy and that we spend time on, but we don't call them work. The way I see it, if you're not making money, it's not a job.
You're right that I wasn't making money, but it was work in the sense that I devoted a lot of time to it. I made a working schedule and I kept strictly to it. I had a certain number of pieces I had to produce per week, and I wouldn't let myself slip from that, no matter what. The fact that I also found the activity relaxing was an added bonus.
Wow. It sounds like you're a very disciplined person, Eve. But what did you do with all the things you were making if you weren't selling them?
You could call it market research. Initially, I would give them to my friends as gifts on birthdays and other special occasions. Then my friends began asking if they could buy some, so I started building up a customer base. When people I didn't know started calling and inquiring where they could see more of my work, I knew it was time to set up shop.
And we're all glad that you did. So, where can someone see more of your work?